Boker Tov. Today is Tuesday, Tetvav B'Tammuz. Today's a very special day. Today's the yahrzeit of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Zechuto Yagen Alenu, Rabbeinu Chaim Ben Atar. So, B'ezrat Hashem, we'll speak about him a little bit later. He passed away at the very young age of 47. Passed away at 47 years old without children. Mamash, the very first year since he arrived from Morocco in Eretz Yisrael, passed away that year. But during that time, he was zochet to be ma'amid talmidim arbe. So there's a lot of stories. He didn't have any children, but his farim, bevaday meirim et kol ha'olam. All of his farim, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and the Rishon LeZion, Chefetz Hashem, Pri Tohar, kol ha'sfarim shelo. Tov. So the Tomer Devorah continues. We're up to the fifth midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo hechazik la'ad apo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold on to his anger indefinitely, forever. Says the Ramak, Zo midah acheret, she'afilu she'adam machzik b'chet, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzik af. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a lot of things and lets a lot of things go in hopes that a person will be chozer b'tshuva. However, even when the teshuvah doesn't materialize, and a person is machzik b'chet, which means that a person continues to transgress the sin. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not machzik af, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold on to his anger. Okay? Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of delayed, postponed his anger in hopes of the person doing tshuva, even if he does not, and even if the person continues to engage in the sin, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'll let the anger go. He says, Ele yivatel ka'asu afilu shelo yashuv adam. Even when a person doesn't do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nullifies his anger. Kmo shematzinu bimei Yerovam bin Yoash, shehechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu gvul Yisrael, v'hem ayu avdei agalim b'richem aneim b'lo shavu. In the days of Yerovam bin Yoash, who was one of the Malchei Yisrael, Am Yisrael was still very much steeped in idolatry and Avodah Zarah, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to reconquer their borders. So, imken, lamarichem, if they're still steeped in Avon, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have mercy on them? He says, Bishvil midah zo shelo yechazik la'ad apo. It's exactly this personifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of he does not hold on to his anger forever. Adraba, machlish apo. In general, a person, when we get angry, right? Somebody does something to anger you. The anger will dissipate with time only if the reason or the thing that made you angry passes. But if every day you encounter that thing that made you angry, what's going to happen to your anger? It's going to reignite every day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work that way. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is faced with the things that anger him, and by the way, in general, when people get angry, it's usually about petty things. And we've spoken about many times that Rambam says in Ilchot De'ot that Ka'as and Ga'ava are very interrelated, right? Anger and arrogance are very related because usually a person who's a Ka'asan, a person who gets angry is because he's arrogant, because he feels, look what you did to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu legitimately gets angry at us for not keeping his Torah. And yet, even though we continue to transgress it every day, Hashem, the more time goes by, Hashem gets less and less angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manually decreases his own anger. Im hiyot sha'adayin achet kayam, eno ma'anish, eno mitzapeh umarachim, ulay yashuvu. Even when prospects are slim for the teshuvah, because remember, originally when the person sinned, Hashem says, okay, you know what? Maybe he's going to do teshuvah. It doesn't look like it's happening, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu diminishes his anger, still with the glimmer of hope, maybe one day this guy's going to come back. V'hainu, lo lanetzach yariv, v'lo la'olam yitor. The pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not fight forever, and he will not bear grudge for eternity. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitnehek berakut uvkashut, hakol netovat Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes acts b'midat ha-chesed, sometimes b'midat ha-din, right? There are different attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ways he behaves towards Am Yisrael, but it's always for the greater good of Am Yisrael. V'zo midah re'uya le'adam li'itnaeg ba'im chaveru. Once we have understood and analyzed the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to understand what it is, how is it that we can translate or convert this to our daily lives and our interpersonal relationships. Afilu shu rashai lo chiyach bi'isurim et chaveru o et banav. There are certain situations, There are certain situations in life where a person is in a position of authority and he would have the right and the ability to, you know, chastise somebody, discipline somebody, cause somebody to suffer. And even if we're talking about that it's justified, whether, let's say, it's a friend or an employee or a child or whatever it is, a person, there are many times in life where a person is in a position of authority. לא מפני זה ירבה תוכחתו ולא יחזיק כעסו אפילו שכעס, אלא יבטלנו ולא יחזיק לעד אפו. גם אם הוא אף המוטל לאדם. Even when a person is in a position of authority, if you're a boss or a parent or whatever it is, it doesn't mean that you should abuse that position of authority. Even when it's justified and your anger is justified, don't use that as an excuse to cause the person to suffer, to, you know, obviously, discipline is sometimes needed, warranted, but at the end of the day, causing a person yisurim because of that is completely contrary to the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, "Ke'en shepirshu ki tir'e chamor sona'acha rovetz tachat masa'o, ופרשו רזל, מהי השנאה הזאת, שראה אותו עובר עבירה והוא יחיד, ואינו יכול להעיד, ושונא אותו על דבר עבירה, אפילו האחי, אמרת תורה, עזוב תעזוב עמו, שבוק ית דבליבך, אלא מצווה לקרב אותו באהבה, אולי יועיל בדרך זאת." הגמרא says, מסכת פסחים, דף קופיות ג', הגמרא says that when you see the donkey of your enemy faltering, you should help it out, right? You should help unload, to reload. Says the Gemara, what do you mean when you see the donkey of your enemy? Doesn't the Torah say in Parashat Kedoshim, "Lo tisna tachicha bilvavecha"? What do you mean a hater, a person that you hate? You're not allowed to hate anybody. Lo tisna tachicha bilvavecha. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a permissible form of hatred. What is a Torah warranted form of hatred? When a person sees another person doing an avera in private, which means I'm the only person who saw it. The Torah says, if I see somebody doing an avera, I observe him, I witness it. Am I allowed to go to Bid Din to testify against him? No, the Torah says, "Lo yakum ed echad be'ish lechol avon ulechol chatat," which means a single witness cannot come in front of a Bid Din to testify against him. But, says the Torah, if you witnessed it yourself, you can't testify against him. But what can you do? You can hate him. And yet, about such a person that you're allowed to hate, the Torah says, help him out when he's faltering. Why is that? Mosheu ba'avotot ha'ava. Bring him close with bonds of love. Bring him closer. It's not going to help many times, although you might be correct and justified in chastising the person, in, you know, giving the person musar, disciplining him. Many times, it's a, you know, to love him would go much further. The Torah says maybe when you show him this love and you say, listen, I saw you do the Avera, and he knows you saw him do the Avera, and he knows the Torah says you can hate him, and yet you show him love and help him out anyway. The Torah says that might have much more far-reaching effects than any Musar or discipline can have. And the Tomei Dvorah ends off, "V'hainu mamash, midah zo, lo yechazik la'ad apo." This is exactly this midah of not holding on to a person's anger forever. Even if a person is angry, let it go, let it diminish. You actually manually diminish it like a Kadosh Baruch Hu does, and in that way, we will resemble the attributes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and by doing so, fulfill the positive Torah commandment of Ve'alachta Bidrachav, following in the path of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful day. We'll pick this up tomorrow. Kol Tov. Thank you.